Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We thank God for another day that he's kept us and kept us with our minds stayed on him. He kept us from seen and unseen danger. He kept our family once again. And we just say, Lord, we thank you. Oh, when we think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for us, I don't know about you, but my soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. I thank God for saving me. The song said, I thank God for saving me. Oh, yes, I thank him for saving me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank and praise you for your goodness, your mercy, your grace. We thank you for another day you allowed us to see him. You didn't have to do it, but you did. And we said thank you on today, God. We thank you for my children, my grandchildren, great-grandchildren, my family on today, my friends and even my enemies on today. We plead the blood of Jesus over all of us on today. Help us, oh God, to be found, oh God, doing your will in this last and evil days, God. Not our will, but thy will be done in these last and evil days. Help us to make a difference where it counts. God, we pray for those, oh God, on today that are battling suicidal thoughts and those that are battling any type of mental illness or anything, God, we pray for those that are in bereavement on today. We just plead the blood of Jesus over everything that's not like you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And the devil's defeated. God is exalted. The Holy Spirit is present. And Jesus Christ is still Lord. Oh, yes. As I said, we here at the Red Church just want to make a difference where it counts. As I always say, you know, there's so much going on in our land, violence spilling the land, love of many waxing cold. Families don't love like they used to, even friends, you know. So, you know, I always told my kids, you know, if you watch your friend, you don't have to worry about your enemies because you ain't going to let your enemy get but so close to you anyway. The Bible said watch and pray, stay alert. And we here at the Reddit Church are here to tell you, stay alert, watch. Watch the signs. Pay attention to the signs on today. You know, when God is showing you something, it's for a reason. It's not for us just to act like we don't see it or ignore it or try to make excuses for the sign that we see. But it's time to pay attention to the signs of the time. As we said, you know, people can say, well, it looked like it's going to rain and, you know, but and it looked like it's going to snow, look like here come a tornado coming and a storm coming and all that. We can see all those signs. But when it comes to the signs of the time, when Jesus said he's going to return soon and he's telling you to get your house in order, you ain't paying attention to that sign. But we here at the Redder Church today are here to tell you, please pay attention to the signs of the time. Jesus is soon to come. He said the number one thing would be deception. Said many, not few, but many shall be deceived in this last hour. Don't let it be you. You don't have to be deceived today. As the song plays, don't you be deceived. You don't have to be. The word of God is, you know, will be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. It will lead you and guide you into all truth on today. There's no excuse. There will be no excuse on that day of judgment, when you stand before a holy God, a just God, and give an account of everything you did in this body, when you're going to pray, roll back the tape. You know, different ones may have came up to you and try to minister to you and say, you know, you need to get your house in order and you need to try Jesus, give him a try, you know, try it, everything else. You don't talk to somebody about your problem and say, well, you know, then you wait for a solution from them and they trying to point you to Jesus and you like, oh, no, no, I thought you had something else to tell me. No, the word. It's the only thing going to save you from your many sins. We have many sins, and the only one can take away your sin and wash away your sins, nothing but the blood of Jesus. It's not the blood of T.D. Jakes. It's not the blood of Joel Osteen. It's not the blood of Kenneth Copeland. It's not the blood of no more, but it's the blood of Jesus that will cleanse you and make you whole on today. Try Jesus. He's all right. There's a song the old saint just said, try Jesus. He's all right. I tried him, and I know he's all right over here on today at the Ready Church. So we're going to come from Galatians chapter 5. Somebody read.
Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage.
Okay? It says stand fast. It means stand fast means don't move. When you stand fast, don't that mean don't move? We here at the Ready Church telling you don't move. Stand fast in the, we're in the liberty. Liberty means freedom in which Christ had made you free. If he made you free on today, don't go back. We look at the church today and we're like, Lord, have mercy. What happened to the church? Why are people turning away? Why are they going back into bondage? Why are we going back to things that we said God delivered us from? What's going on with the church? Why is Ichabod on the doorpost of the house? What's going on? Why is any and everything going on in the house of God? Why we're doing everything but what God told us to do, and that's to preach the gospel? Why we're humping, bumping, and crumping and twerking? I mean, what's going on in the house of God? He said, stand fast, don't move. The Bible says, I'm amazed that you are soon removed. I'm marvel that you soon removed. Removed. We're supposed to be removed from the gospel of Jesus Christ, from the word of God. He said, remove not the old landmark. It's already been set. The landmark is in place. Stand fast. We're in the liberty, the freedom wherein Christ has made you free, and be not entangled. Don't be yoked up again. Don't go back to the things you said God delivered you from. You was on drugs, or you was on an alcoholic, or whatever you was. You was a prostitute, whatever you was. Don't go back into it. God says, stand fast. It's a liberty. Stand fast. Hold on to your faith. Hold on to the word of God today. He's saying, be not entangled into the yoke of bondage. Don't be yoked up, tied up, and tangled up again in the yoke of bondage. Bondage hold you. Read.
Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Behold, I, Paul, say unto you, that if ye be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised, that he is a debtor to do the whole law.
Now, we're hearing people saying, you know, no, we done away with the Old Testament, the old laws, and, you know, thou shalt not kill, and thou shalt not steal, and thou shalt not commit adultery. Oh, that's gone. The Old Testament, you know, where, you know, he said not to dabble in witchcraft and be a wizard and dabbling in witchcraft and, you know, sorcery and pagan gods and all these things. And, you know, he said be not entangled. You know, and don't forget the laws. We still got to stand on the same law. He didn't come to take away. He just read it. He didn't come to take away the law, but we got to do all the whole law. Okay? Go ahead.
For I testify again to every man that is circumcised that he is a debtor to do the whole law. Christ is become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, ye are fallen from grace. For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of the righteous faith, of the righteous by faith.
Yeah, see, people try to justify, you know, not doing the laws now, you know. God is doing a new thing there, you know, out with the old and in with the new. You know, this is a new world order. No, you know what new world order means. You ordering something new. And you heard Bush say, the old man Bush, say that we're forging. Anything you forge ain't real, y'all. No, you can't forge this. We are forging. The devil told you right in your face. Because, see, Jesus' own thing is real anyway. God, it was him. In the beginning was God, y'all. In the beginning. The Word was God, and the Word was God, and the Word is God. He's Alpha, he's Omega, he's the beginning, he's the end. You can't change it. Jake can't change it. Nobody can change it. God's Word. We'll stand. Everything is going down. But the word of God, his word going to stand. When Jake's gone, when I'm gone, the word of God still going to stand. Y'all better get y'all eyes focused back in the word of God in the right place. Not the creature, but the creator. You better get your eyes focused back in the word of God.
In Jesus Christ, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. Ye did run well. Who did hinder you that ye should not obey the truth?
All right, all right. That's a question. You see that question mark? It's a question. It said, you did run well. A lot of people, yeah, you started out running well. You ran real fast. You've been, hey, I've been saved for 20, 30 years. But then you let the devil take you right back on that same road that the Lord brought you off from. You didn't stand fast. You didn't stand fast. Now you're going back to drinking. You're going back to cussing. Now you can cuss in Jesus' name. You all up there, pastors up there cussing in Jesus' name. Drinking in Jesus' name. Shaking their butt in Jesus' name. Come on. Something wrong here. He said, you ran well. You started out well. You weren't doing that, in other words. You weren't doing that. You weren't saying things like that. Your mouth was clean. Now your mouth back dirty. You know, saying in and everything out of your mouth, doing in and everything with your mouth. Come on. He said you did run well. It ain't the one that run the fastest that make it. It's the one that endures until the end. You got to hold out to the end. And the same shall be saved when you hold out to the end. Not starting and stopping. Not I used to be a Christian. I used to do this and I used to do that. All of that is you just put it just like in the sea, you know, just in the sea, you know, like you never even done it before. Because you did run well. It ain't about what you did, it's what you're doing. The Bible said he that hears the word must be a doer of the word that you hear. So don't think you're getting away by saying you did run well. I used to. I used to love the Lord. I used to. I used to serve the Lord. I used to. I used to pray, but now I don't pray. Now I'm an atheist. I don't even believe in God no more. Come on. Now they're telling you that, you know, you can mix it up. There's many ways to God. You know, you can serve your God and I'll serve mine. That means you can be a snake worshiper. You can be a Buddhist worshiper. You can believe in Muhammad. You can believe in all of them. But when you call on the name of Jesus, I'm going to tell you something about that name. See, that name right there, now that stirs up some stuff. See, people don't even want you to walk around and talk about Jesus. You know, they don't want you to talk about what he done for you and what he can do for you. You did run well. You need to get back You know, he said, but who hindered you? Who means a person. Yeah, it was get ready. It was who? Yeah, those that crept in unaware. The Bible said they come in, but they're wolves. They're raven wolves. They came to destroy you. They came to change you. As he said, you're going to kiss everything you know goodbye. And we can see a lot of y'all done kissed everything you know goodbye. So you did run well, but now you're not running. Now you're going down a different path than the path you was on. Now it's the, you know, you're doing a new thing, you know? And anything new ain't true. Come on. He said you did run well. It ain't about what you did. It's what you're doing now. You did run well, but who hindered you? Like I said, get ready, hindered you. Get ready. Y'all thought he was the greatest thing that ever hit what, Texas? Come on. You see where he's taking you? For years, they did that woman down loose for years, and he was loosening you all the time. You're changing your clothes and changing your this and changing your that, giving up this and giving up that. He said it. You didn't ask what you were getting ready for, but we can see now, the whole world can see that you're not the same. You don't believe the same. You're not walking the same. You're not talking the same. You're not living the same. Well, you were putting on clothes, now you're just taking them off. Yeah. Everything advertised with a naked woman has, might as well say naked. You know, they're walking around with thongs and everything. You might as well not have nothing on. And that's what we're seeing today. A matter of fact, they had, I read an article that the Pride Parade, they had new motorcyclists out there riding, new motorcyclists with all those young children around. See, that's why God sent them in to destroy everything, because even the children was corrupt. Because, you know, the children going to do what they see their boss do. You can't tell that child, you know, don't smoke and they see you smoking. You can't tell that child don't drink and they see you drinking. You got to be an example. And we're not seeing examples today. You did run well. We're talking about you did run well. But who hindered you? Who took you away from righteousness? Who took you away from righteous living? Who took you away for ungodliness versus godliness? Who took you away? You're listening to different music now, different sounds. Who did it? Who did the devil use? The Bible says, who did? Who? Oh, foolish Galatia, who did bewitch you, trick you? Witchcraft in America, it's all over America. Like I said, you know, down in Virginia, they had a pagan festival. Pagan gods, all these spirits just popping up. Talk about something in the water, sure is, and it ain't Jesus. Also, they said it's sinking. The area is sinking. I'm telling you. Y'all better wake up and shake up. Jesus is coming. He's coming back for a ready church. And we here at the Ready Church want to help you get ready, okay? Read, son.
Persuasion cometh not of him that calleth you. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. I have confidence in you through the Lord that ye will be none otherwise minded. But he that troubled you shall bear his judgment, whosoever he be.
Yes. He said that ye be none otherwise minded. We got to keep the mind of Christ. You just can't keep your mind on anything else except Christ and think you're going to have the mind of Christ, but you're entertaining yourself through other things. Through your gates, through your eye gates, your ear gates. We have to be so careful what we listen to and what we see. Because, you know, as you see a person that keeps seeing something, or a lot of violence, you know, shooting. After a while, you know what you're going to do? Go out here and shoot somebody. Because that's what you're feeding your spirit, that mind. It's the Bible said, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. You need to get the mind of Christ. We need to get the mind of Christ. He'll help you. Will you seek him? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these other things. You won't have to worry about prosperity, because the Bible says if you seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these other things, shall be added unto you. You will have some things. You can have a house. You can have a car. We don't need a mansion over here and a mansion over there, you know, flying. Look, they got airplanes flying all over the people. You're supposed to be witnessing to the people. You're flying over the people. Not with one jet. You got two or three jets. You don't want to be, oh, you must be an example to those that you're trying to talk to. You're trying to minister to. They must see the light in you. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Read, son.
And I, brethren, if I yet preach circumcision, why do I yet suffer persecution? Then is the offense of the cross ceased. How would they were even cut off, which troubles you? For brethren, ye have been called unto the liberty, only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself.
Amen. You should love your neighbor as yourself. Do unto others you have them do unto you. That's what it means. I don't mean just that neighbor beside you where you live, you know. That's not just your neighbor. Anybody you come in contact with, do unto others you have them to do unto you.
But if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the lust...
All right now, he said walk in the Spirit, that you should not fulfill the lust of the flesh. The Bible said there's no good thing in your flesh. It's lust in your flesh. Lust always never satisfies. Lust, you'll never get enough. Only one can please lust is the Spirit of God. Brings that flesh under. Read.
Right.
17.
For the flesh lusts against the Spirit.
Don't want to do what the Spirit wants you to do. See, Spirit teaches you righteousness. But the flesh says, you know, I want that over there. I want that over there. See, it lusts for stuff. You know, some of us got so much stuff, we don't know what to do with it. So much stuff in our houses. So much stuff. Clothes. So much stuff. You know, because how did you get all that stuff? Because you was hungry and thirsting for stuff. And then you got so much stuff, you don't know what to do with. We all need to clean out our natural house and our physical house. Oh, yeah. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Clean it up. Clean it up. Go ahead.
Right. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one to the other.
See? There's no good thing in the flesh. See, the flesh don't want what the Spirit wants. See, the Spirit wants God. And the flesh said, no, I want that over there. I want that flesh over there. And I want that flesh over there. And I want that thing over there. And I want that stuff over there. See, they're contrary. They work different. They work separately. The Spirit and the flesh is always worn. You know, the Spirit telling you the right thing to do in your lust, and the flesh said, no, don't listen to it. You know, God is talking to you over here, and the devil talking to you in the other ear. So you got to make up in your mind who you're going to listen to. This is your soul. You're running out of time. Come on now. Come on.
So that ye cannot do the things ye would. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law.
Because, see, the law was meant for sinners. That's what the law was meant for. We were sinners, but then we start walking in righteousness with the laws. So the laws is for sinners so that you can get right, y'all.
Now the work of the flesh.
Come on, tell us about it.
Are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulation, wrath, strife, sedition, heresies, invidious, homicidios, borrachias, envying, murdering, drunkenness, reveling, and such, of which I tell you before, I have also told you in times past that ye would do such things should not inherit the kingdom of God.
Well, he just told us, you know, he named it out. Go back through it. Go back through it and read and see, do you find yourself in here in anywhere?
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another.
Amen. So we here at the Redding Church just want you to know that if you find yourself in any of these, you're doing any of these things, adultery, fornication, and the list goes on, uncleanliness. Come on, check out all this. Examine yourself. Put yourself in the Word of God and examine yourself. See where you at. You trying to work witchcraft on somebody. You trying to place a spell on somebody. Come on. This is not God. Come on. Witchcraft. Come on. It's not God. Come on. Hatred. You hating one another and you hating your neighbor and you know, and those that you don't even know. You know, you hate them without a cause. Come on. You just seen them and just say you don't like them. You just hate them. Come on. Find yourself in here. If you find yourself in here anywhere, say, search me, Lord. Turn the light from heaven on my soul. If you find anything displeasing in me, take it out today and straighten me. I want to be right. I want to be saved. I want to be whole. God bless you. We're here at the Ready Church. Lead us in prayer.
Father God, we thank you. We bless your holy name. We thank you for the listeners. We thank you for everything you've done. We pray that this word is sent forth to change people's lives and to do and to fulfill what you call it to do. God, we take your word and we apply it in our lives, and that you will have your way each and every day of our lives, God. We thank you, we honor you, we praise you, we glorify you. We can never thank you enough for all the many blessings that you bestowed upon us. We give your name all the praise that's due to you, the true and living God. And the devil is defeated, God is exalted. The Holy Spirit is present, and Jesus Christ is still Lord.
God bless you. Ready, church. Be ready.